6:33 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Well, we've talked, Clint, you and I, about how we don't want time to move that fast as you get older, right? But now I'm going to talk about time moving fast. You know, it's the whole presidential horse race thing. But it's particularly of note right now and of interest because we have a legal but not legitimate commander-in-chief whose purpose is to destroy our constitutional republic. That's what it looks like to me. And everything's wrong. Inflation, overspending, our standing in the world, etc. Meanwhile, we've got ongoing efforts to undermine former President Donald Trump's standing in the world. And you look at the J6 committee; it's nothing but a PR attack, a third attempt to impeach him. So you got that going on. The country's in big trouble, and now, interestingly enough, I think if you went back, November, December of 2020. You would say, well, Donald Trump, absolutely, huge support among Republican voters. But today, June 30th, 2022, well, let me just bring this story to your attention and get your reaction. You ever heard of this guy by the name of Joe Rogan?
Yes, of course. He's the most listened to podcaster out there. Like if there's a chart for podcasters, He's the number one.
Yeah. And see, I've seen him a few clips of him. So obviously, there are other people that are really interested in his podcast. What's the compelling element of Joe Rogan?
Well, I think he's sort of unpredictable, over the top, says some things that are perhaps a little off color. He's got a lot of flash. I mean, it's a lot of bombast and big stuff.
What'd she like do for a living before he did this?
I want to say he was at one point maybe a comedian, and I think he had some involvement in MMA as a commentator. He called fights. I mean, he's just been sort of a entertainer at large.
A media entertainer at large, hanger-on type guy who's now not a hanger-on, who's like the lead act.
No, he's got a real audience. I mean, he cut a deal with Spotify, the streaming platform, to exclusively air his podcasts, and it was a big money deal.
And then he said something that the woke crowd didn't like, and they tried to get rid of him.
Spotify did not kick him off the platform.
Yeah.
They did not deplatform him. They said, we have to have all different views on here, and they just ignored it. So,
and his traffic is still good? He's making money?
My understanding is he's still, doing quite well.
So yesterday, he spoke with Gina Carano. Do you know who she is? She's with The Daily Wire.
Yes.
She's an actress. She was also an MMA person, I think, who became an actress, and then Disney fired her because she was not politically correct.
Mike, I just think we should start telling people we were MMA people.
You think?
Just like work that into our bios and not really
anybody
explain
could
it.
could look at me and say you were never MMA.
No, you were a commentator. You were just involved loosely, just somewhere tangentially involved in MMA. It seems to be a new talking point on a lot of people's bios.
So Gina was fired by Disney. Daily Wire picked her up, and
Gina Carano, she was on The Mandalorian.
Yeah, she got fired by Disney.
She's an actress, yeah.
Yeah, and MMA fighter who became an actress, apparently pretty good.
She was good.
And then Disney fires her, and then now she's starring in this Daily Wire movie called Terror on the Prairie. I looked at the clips, and it doesn't look awful.
No.
I mean, it's a good first step by them. It looks fine. And it may be even better than Doesn't Look Awful. I haven't seen the whole thing. They apparently are MMA pals. And so she was on, it's called The Joe Rogan Experience. And here's what he said. I'll just get the dialogue. So all this stuff is happening while we have a... Well, he said disparaging things about Joe Biden. I'm not even going to say what he said about him.
Yeah, it was pretty off color. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
This is a family show, Mike.
It's a family show. Yeah. So, So Carano asks him, are you throwing out any support towards anyone? Are you going to hold off? Didn't Elon Musk come out recently for DeSantis? This is what you might call a setup question.
Yes.
And so here's what Rogan said. I think Ron DeSantis would work as a good president. I mean, what he's done for Florida has been admirable. I feel like I'm doing breaking news right now. That wasn't even on purpose, Carano said.
Yeah,
I think it was on purpose.
Well, I mean, you're seeing a string of these sort of celebrity commentators and business people who are not, you know, serious political commentators, but they have a lot of influence on social media, in alternative media structures like podcasting. Elon Musk is talking about voting for Ron DeSantis, for Governor DeSantis. Now you got Joe Rogan. I mean, their collective audience is vast, right? So it's not like, you know, Mitch McConnell has said, well, I think I'm supporting Ron DeSantis for the nomination. But you have people who have, you know, incredibly large audiences and who are on the right to, you know, the fringes or the outside of mainstream party politics for either party. So, you know, culturally, that's not a good indicator for former President Trump.
No, it's not. But of course, we have a long time. And by the way, Governor DeSantis, there is jockeying, shall we say, between the DeSantis team and the Trump team. You know this is going on.
Of course.
And Roger Stone, who seemed to be shows up everywhere, has publicly warned Donald Trump that DeSantis is, you know, angling for the nomination.
I'm not sure that was a breaking news for Donald Trump, but thanks, Roger.
Yes, Roger. Roger
coming in with the Captain Obvious comments.
Sartorially splendid Roger Stone, who was pardoned by former President Trump for...
He is a snappy dresser.
He's a snappy dresser.
Maybe a little beat behind often.
Sartorially splendid
is
the term.
Yes, but...
But a character.
Yeah, but I mean, the DeSantis-Trump thing, I mean, it's clear that Governor DeSantis has the hot hand and is a rising brand. President Trump seems to be stagnating.
I wouldn't say he's a rising brand.
Who, DeSantis?
No.
You'd say
Trump. I wouldn't say Trump is a rising
brand.
No, I'm
saying DeSantis is a rising brand. I think Trump's stagnant.
Stationary. I think that's probably right. And the part of the reason is because the left is doing all of this stuff. And then the Never Trumpers being Never Trumpers. Do you see the Washington Examiner came out yesterday? The Washington Examiner is not a pro-Trump outlet.
No,
it's conservative.
It is. I mean, it's like an alt-weekly kind of thing. Conservative.
They went and said, you know, well, this hearsay testimony is so devastating. I didn't think it was devastating at all.
Well, it wasn't legally. It wasn't legally devastating, but again, it hurts the Trump brand.
That's a very good point.
And that's what his popularity has always been built around. It's not been built around, you know, getting anything done. It's been built around, even though they did get things done.
They got great things done.
It's built
reversal
around,
of Roe v. Wade.
It's built around. Well,
that's all Donald Trump.
The appointments to the Supreme Court, Operation Warp Speed, trade policy in Asia. I mean,
no inflation.
Yeah, no. I mean,
energy independence.
Exactly.
So, these are all good things.
Yeah, but that's not what he built his brand on. He built his brand on saying wild stuff and getting people upset and, you know, crowds, and like he had the policy chops to build a legacy.
Ultimately,
on that.
The policy chops were fabulous. The whole production process of getting there, was crazy.
Well, and that's the problem. And you mentioned the Never Trumpers, and let's go back to that. So, what do we mean when we say that? I think what we mean is,
one minute.
Electorally, what we mean is the you know, sort of moderate middle of the Republican Party, the business wing of the party, the part of the party that's far more focused on the policy than they are the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that that's not an insignificant group of voters. It's a large group of voters who probably held their nose and voted for President Trump the first time around. And DeSantis represents to them someone who can deliver and continue the Trump policy platform without all the mess.
Without all the mess.
Yeah, without the mess. There's a lot of mess.
I can't disagree. I'm going through the list and I think, yeah, I think of like about a dozen things that are fit in the category of why'd you do that?
Right.
Yeah. But these were like small things on the big things, spectacularly good.
Yeah.
But really good.
Nothing they're living on from a reputation standpoint.
Very good. Hey, we'll have more when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Clint Brewer. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.